喂，哥仔，搞紧咩啊？
喂，我揾紧玉敏喺边度啊？
咩玉敏喺边啊？
咩啊？今日25号啦嘛，我揾紧玉敏射马购物车喺边度啊？
吓咩？唔系1号先交嘅咩？
你唔系唔知啊？独立付费节目25号已经有得交噶啦。如果1号嗰日有马跑，嗰日先交，可能蚀咗1集噶。
哦，原来咁嘅新玩法。喂，又系月尾，喂，借部电脑嚟，等我自己交月费先。
喂，冇问题，攞去。
如果有電話的可以上網的可以上網 search Gotti，咁你可以一齊跟住唱，咁我哋而家嘗試修復緊，睇下有冇可能可以將歌詞擺翻上部電視度。但如果冇嘅話，可以上網 search 歌詞，咁大家可以一齊跟住唱，俾香港人知道我哋洛杉磯嘅人同佢哋同在嘅。再唔係呢度 banner 都可以睇到歌詞嘅。民主都要守秩序嘅，嗱，民主都要守秩序嘅，嗱，咁我哋而家嚟紧会唱多次，头先边个冇出力唱嘅，唔该唱大声啲，好唔好？嗱，好唔好？呢次唔系，头先都系真嘅，头先都系真嘅。
something to say. I have something to say. Okay. I would like to have the mic for a little bit. Hello, everybody. Good evening, everybody. I would like to rebuke the saying of one of you respected speaker about the expansion of the Western colonization and the empire. It's not about that. We Hong Kong, I my first 17 years was spent in Hong Kong. And I grew up there in the UK, Hong Kong. And we Hong Kong, I can tell you I can tell you what's happening right now is the red and it's the media in Hong Kong, 80%, over 80% is red. And they always accuse Hong Kong people of being a colonization lover. That's like a title, like a labeling that they put on us. And it's not true because for the longest time, Hong Kong people were not trusting the UK. We're so smart that we didn't trust them. And we start to remembering the, you know, the UK, you know, that's a recent phenomena. That's a recent phenomena. We taste so well. Okay, understand this. Chinese people, they never like to speak up. Hong Kong people as well. So what's happening right now is an effort of their stepping back until they realize that if they don't speak up, they either die or they speak up, they would be shot dead. They would be shot dead. So they chose to speak up. It's death for them anyway. That's how they see it. It's like they've gone crazy. They have to. They're like, okay, I'm gonna die anyway. I'm gonna. What they don't want to show is their anger toward the government. But now it's been released. It's like a broken dam. It's being broken now. So it's not about. So we realize that, you know, Hong Kong people very much realize about the Western colonization empire thing. You know, that's what we thought, what we think before we consider U.S. Number one. Number two, it's not about impoverishing the mainland Chinese people from the United States. That's not what it's about. The CCP themselves impoverish their own people. It is true. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We have another topic. I grew up in the 50s in Hong Kong and I left Hong Kong Central Street. When Bruce Lee dies. And since they fought back and forth from Hong Kong and China, Taiwan, Singapore for more than 45 years.
I'm sorry.
You have to realize that when I grew up, my mother has to send food machine bicycle to Fujian.
I'm so good at getting killed. That's bullshit.
And fast forward,
how many people are getting killed?
At that time,
you're just making a bullshit accusation that are basically not true. Okay, and that's what the U.S. press loves to do. You're just so full of shit.
Hong Kong, the center of the GDP is equal to Hong Kong in 30 years. So there's a lot of people that grew up in Hong Kong under the British rule feel very hard. They feel they are not superior than the mainland China. And they even refused the United Nations to go 40 years away to go to China and said, comparing to China is still very good. Okay? So there is a feeling that I think the reality that now China is back in Hong Kong. I hate to say that. I traveled to China Hong Kong 2 or 4 times. Okay? So a lot of young people, also a lot of parents, they have some bad experiences in China and they came back and passed on those bad experiences to the kids. Okay? But the whole thing is very complex. Okay, for a perfect example is when I put Hong Kong in study Chinese history, it's mandatory. But before the previous government from Hong Kong to China, Chinese history was eliminated. Just like what the Taiwan is doing to the people right now. just like the Japanese forgive the people not to come from the Second World War, okay? Those are long-term British plan to make Hong Kong a part of China, okay? You can go on, they probably have a lecture of 5 hours to talk about the historic aspect. I inspired from the good old days of Hong Kong, now Hong Kong no longer superior. Even though they thought they are superior, but they are not.
I just want to hear the panelists. What do you think? What is the future of Hong Kong in your opinion?
Julie already brought up that Hong Kong has a higher level of democracy than the U.S. does. If anything like Hong Kong happened in the U.S., they'd be shot. You ever heard of Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
People get killed.
The police
all
went
the time.
To trial for it. Now, no police even being charged.
Let me speak.
No police even being
Let
charged. And all the, choppers, all the pro-government.
Let me speak. Choppers. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, here she's talking about people are afraid of getting killed or getting arrested. If you look at the reality, that's just fear mongering. You look at what happened over here in terms of extradition. Nobody got extradited, like Meng of Huawei got extradited. The WikiLeaks guy, got extradited, okay?
You know, I think it's best to not address each other. Okay. Let's all be democratic. Yeah. Everybody should be able to talk the way they believe. Yeah. And I respect everybody's opinion. So talk to address the parents, okay?
I'm done today. I didn't want to speak to begin with. Okay. They're just pissing me off.
I understand. Okay. Yeah, let's just relax.
This is
talk in a democratic way.
Since 1985, I've been to China about 60 times. I go there once every year, many times a year. Since 1985, when I first went there, everybody rides bicycle in China. Well, now, time has changed. We buy bicycle. They drive Ferraris and Teslas. And look at the infrastructure. Look at ours. Look at our airport. Look at theirs. So. We're a third world country, got this, so let's move forward.
Thank you. Thank
Thank you. Okay, Jennifer will present the next
section. So there's a main purpose that we want to have this forum is we have a petition that we want the Congress, we want Nancy Pelosi to stop interfering. So I have a petition right here, and I want everybody to sign this before you go, and then we're going to present it to Nancy Pelosi's office. Tell them what as a U.S. citizen here, what we don't want them to use the, our money to do things that we don't want them to do. Can we do that?
Yes. Okay.
There are dead bodies floating everywhere in Hong Kong now. There are dead bodies floating. There are 60 suicide cases.
Nobody died in Hong Kong. Nobody died.
Well, maybe they're false death. But why the CCP show the dead bodies out? I'm sorry.
Okay, everybody have their chance to talk.
Now, I respect democracy, but I don't respect incivility. So you better keep quiet and get out of the rest of us. I will ask you to introduce you.
Okay, that ends our program for tonight. Everybody, thank you for coming. And I'd like to all of you.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. But there are, I think there is very lot, a lot of lies going on here. And people are believing lies.
You know,
people are believing. Well, it's about, I know, I'm sorry about my impulsiveness, but it's about justice and fairness, transparency, and righteousness.
Okay, talk to me. So why?
I'm about to go. I'm about to go. Have a great night, you guys. Thank you. Have a great night. I like to ask you, Chinese people, have a heart and reconsider this bill. Please reconsider. Please reconsider. There are people dying in Hong Kong. There are a lot. They might not be Hong Kong people dying. They might be Chinese people dying, and the dead bodies being shipped to Hong Kong. I think there are dead bodies being shipped to Hong Kong. But it's floating. It's floating out the sea. It's for justice. If you guys come to U.S., you need to reconsider the universal value of humane and justice and righteousness and truth. Thank you. Have a great night. God bless.
Spreading the rumor.
You're not obligated to.
Don't take picture.
Well,
now, you guys know each other?
No, I don't know.
You're not obligated to.
Yeah, don't take my picture.
Believe what I say. If you
I want you to release it. I want you to erase that.
Okay, I'll stop it.
HR 3298，呢个系一个美国国会发起嘅新嘅法例。呢个法例系由两个党派，你知道你美国得两个党派啦，全部政治都系由呢两个党派控制晒，共和党同民主党一齐联手喺国会呢度嚟推举呢个法案。當時咧係為咗呢個逃犯法例而發起嘅，因為佢哋就擔心，如果逃犯法例通過咗之後咧，哇， 香港下半年捉晒翻大陆嘅，坐监啊，杀头啦，咁啊嗰啲救香港人啊，咁啊全班咧就喺度发起呢个案，咁后来啊特首取消咗呢个案之后咧，咁呢个法案应该都跟住取消啦，因为佢哋嘅好似头先嗰个演讲或者嘅话。佢原因係一路係嗰個逃犯嚟而發起噶嘛，咁而家逃犯嚟都冇咗啦，咁啊取消呢個法案啦，冇佢哋繼續進嘅進展，仲要變本加厲。嗱，你就咁睇呢個法案咧，表面咧嚇，就好似係好幫助我哋呢啲香港嘅人民得到民主、得到自由，但係其實咧，你再睇深一層咧，佢並不如是。點解咧？香港都唔使去幫助民主啫，香港都唔使去幫助自由啊！香港啲自由民主都足多過我哋美國人嘅，唔係我話嘅喎，又唔係你話嘅喎，係一個 institute 叫做 Cato Institute。呢個 Cato Institute 咧係一個好有名、好有信義嘅 institute， 佢專係調查嗰一百幾個民主嘅國家。佢有佢嘅評價，睇下邊一個國家咧係享受多啲民主，由每一方面都嚟睇。佢哋計算咗咧，原來咧嚇係總共普遍自由嗰方面，即係各方面都嚟睇方面。你知香港排幾多啊？由一第三，都好犀利喎！美國排幾多啊？你數七，十七 ，OK。仲有一個法治社會，大家唔知道法治咩意思啦，就係法律同埋統治，唔係用人嚟統治嘅。你知唔知香港咧係計分數嘅，譬如一至十，十至最多，一至最少。香港咧係七點一分數，美國你估係幾多咧？都攞出嚟六點九，都係低過香港啊。咁而且喺嗰、那個法官嘅獨立嘅法官嗰度咧。香港的平數分數呢就是 8.5， 美國呢 7.5， 原來我們都比香港的法官長，很低我們思維，還有在那個法庭裡面的獨立呢，
哎呀，
香港就是 7.5 分，美國就是 7.3。 那你告訴我們，為什麼我現在要整條例要幫助香港拿民主拿自由呢？人哋公認話佢哋啲自由民主多過我哋美國㗎，咁但係啲國會又係咁樣嚟做。嗱，呢個法例咧嚇，佢係警告香港話，我哋美國咧會清除你嘅優待待遇，同埋你哋我哋嘅關税，你將你好似當中款待，如果起關税就起埋你㗎啦。如果你哋嘅交易同埋商務咧，係冇充分咁樣表揚你係喺中國嗰度自治嘅，即係如果有中國有充分咁影響你哋嘅啦，我哋嚟懲罰你。OK， 不如我哋睇下你實際嘅情況係點樣先。OK， 美國其實咧嚇同香港咧係一個好充分。很多的經濟和社交的來往的，而在貿易那方面呢，美國是佔上風的，因為呢、這個法例是國會成立的嘛，但是不是由國會執行的，是由美國各個部門執行，就是由 Secretary of State 即是秘書部，由 Commerce 的貿易部 Treasury 那個財政部同埋香港嗰個領事館由佢哋執行嘅，咁如佢哋有一個 escape clause 嘅，你法例嚟講，如果呢啲部門咧唔肯執行咧，冇得國會唔好多啲事可以講好多聲喎，佢話又立另外一塊案，睇下又要你執行咁樣。佢哋曾經試過罰嗰個蘇聯啦，你記得啦，同埋罰嗰個沙特阿拉伯啦。去到啊，特朗普都唔睬佢，都唔做嘢啊！佢都咁，所以咧，同埋法嗰個總統咧，佢都有權咧嚇免除呢啲咁嘅法案嘅。 而跟其他嗰啲部門都可以免除呢塊案，佢哋可以話美國嘅安全有原因，我哋唔實行呢啲咁嘅法案。嗱，而家咧我就想同你講，有三大點係呢個法案呢、這個 HR 3298嘅最主要嘅主點。第一就係普選。成日都話普選啦，香港係普選。其實普選嘅意思即係話投票點解？但係咧，普選有好多種方法嘅。全世界有咁多個民主嘅國家，佢用唔同嘅方法去普選嘅。我哋美國都係唔同普選啦。咁呢個法案咧就話，我哋有三個法，有三個文件，我哋係可以供中國俾同埋香港政府。俾香港人等佢補選，啊！仲有我呢個法案咧，佢哋唔敢講話俾其實呢個係我自己講，佢話推進要求中國咁做，因為知道佢真係冇咁嘅法律係要逼中國人嚟香港政府俾中國人去有補選嘅。但係佢就話憑呢三個法例可以咁做，第一個就是基本法，香港嘅基本法就係將俾成就係香港嘅憲法。這個 basic law 呢，它寫明的，OK？ 就是說最終的目的啊，是由一群多元化指明的組織用民主方式提名特首。現在香港就在做，香港就有1200人的組織多元化的提名特首。所以呢，就我現在不是說 directelection 係唔好，我唔係咁講。但係我話呢個法律唔係冇咁樣俾佢咁做，我係跟法律依法律行事噶嘛，我要跟住行事啊。咁基本法都冇咁講。我跟住仲有第二條法律，就1984年嘅時候，中英嘅聯合宣言。喺嗰個宣言嗰度咧，佢就係一個合同啦，即係英國同埋中國嘅合同。呢合同就話，特首應該係用競選或者地方諮詢的方法嚟選特首，有冇話講直選啊？冇。仲有第三條法例咧，就係一個國際嘅法例。呢個國際嘅法例咧，係包含民主同埋政治嘅權利嘅。呢條法例咧有一個章45章，呢個章咧就係指明咧。是用直選的，要普選用直選的，很多國家都接受了這個。英國在1976年的時候是接受了這個國際的法例，但是他說我們不接受45章，因為45章是要給你直選嘛。但是當時英國是殖民地，我們的基督香港的人只是都做二等公民，他完全沒有權選特首，亦都沒有權選那些議員。所以英國就自行消除了第45章。所以如果要用引用這個法例說要香港有普選直選呢，沒有一個法例是這樣容許的。所以國會都不敢說叫中國和叫香港的政府給他們是俾香港人有直選，佢只係話我要求你同埋促進你 ，I urge， 個英文就係 we urge you to give them universal suffrage through direct election， 佢就 urge 啫。嗱，我就覺得好奇怪啦，國會咧 urge 中國同埋港府俾香港人有直選，咁我哋咧美國人咧。我哋冇得直選嘅啫，你都知道噶啦。美國用一種方法咧，叫做 Electoral College。呢個方法咧就係每個省有咁多個議員，咁多個眾議員同埋嗰啲 Senator， 你就有咁多人選啊。其實加省就有52個，即係如果我哋啲人民咧選咧，就選呢50個人。呢50個人就去國會，就去大選時選總統。因為如果是我們有直選，好像現在國會逼中國逼香港有直選，希拉里已經做總統了，而 2016年的時候希利拉有多286萬票比特朗普，這是直選的，希利拉有做過總統嗎？不是張果啊，沒做過總統啊，特朗普做了啊，所以我們都沒有直選的，那為什麼我們現在要香港人要有直選呢？咁呢啲問題我哋國會，你哋問下我哋知我哋嘅啊嗰啲作法者啦。第二個標題咧，我想同你講一講，佢就係話，如果將來香港嗰啲參加示威者，佢哋去想嚟美國做工同埋讀書，要優待佢哋。就算他們拉過都不可以說不讓他們有 Visa 來美國，這個是交代給美國領事會做，但是你們不要看法律，千萬不要看一面，法律有很多例外的，例外之中又有例外，最好例外的我們法官看到頭都摸過一次，但是你們每個例外都明白，因為每個例外都是一個法律來的。他有例外就是，如果你在這個 demonstration 曾經有過任何的暴力都不可以幫你，都不可以給美國，所以呢你現在走去打人放火傷人傷財物，這些都是全部暴力，美國的法律呢很憎惡暴力的，我們做法官呢，如果你是搶嘢你就咁搶嘢咧，一種懲罰；你打埋人咧，就提高你嘅懲罰噶啦。而且我哋對暴力咧係好嚴格嘅，所以我嗰時睇到一隻腳警察隻手指俾人斷咗，第二腳就爬翻出嚟喺個法庭度。喺美國唔會有咁嘅現象，喺我法庭亦都唔會有咁嘅現象出現。公理嗰啲咩都會可以放佢出嚟。因為美國我哋係對，我哋美國很多自由啊，但係暴力方面冇自由嘅。你冇自由可以去做暴力，你冇自由可以去欺負人。嗰啲學生而家就話：我哋有自由唔同人哋玩，唔同啲幾二代玩。你冇咁嘅自由，因為你講係欺負，係咁嘅暴力。咁回歸正傳咧就係，如果你係參加示威 ，OK， 你要證明你冇做過暴力。所以呢你美國的人他給個法例你給個糖又給個沙你看看他的例外，看看他的 exception， 他的法例寫明四次寫明 non-violent peaceful OK 四次，如果你是示過威的你是真的 peaceful 可以 prove 得出來的 OK， 你示過威的有什麼暴力呢？我相信美國領事會不會那麼輕易好像這個法例那給 Visa 你。最後一件事我想跟大家說，因為我都聽過，我以前都沒什麼留意，但是這個法例也有說到，他說銅鑼灣那班賣書店有五個說他們在被中國拉了回大陸，在香港拉了回大陸困了他們。我看到呢就是說，因為他們呢就整班就成日走去送啲禁書去中國嘅，咁中國你哋唔好再送嚟啦，俾翻佢啊！對唔住，對唔住，唔送啦，又送一大堆。中國成日都又話：，快啲揾翻嚟俾佢啦！來來往往好多次，乜終於中國咧就忍唔住啦，就捉咗佢之後咧就去問話同佢哋。其實我就聽講咧，我唔知道真實情形啊。OK， 冇人真係但係真知道真實情形。而家咧個個都放曬，有啲仲留喺中國。咁而家呢條法例咧就話，美國要去捉嗰啲人，係捉佢哋，捉嗰啲即係書店嗰啲人，因為佢違反咗書店嗰啲老闆佢哋嘅自由。OK， 美國咧係一個而家佢有證據、有 due process 嘅國家，由憲法嗰度嚟嘅。每個人有犯罪咧，我哋都要俾好多保護佢。如果佢冇錢請律師，我哋要俾。供你嘅負責人，俾錢佢揾佢請律師。 俾錢佢，等佢提供免費律師俾佢。所以我哋喺嗰個法庭度咧，係法官嘅一個好重要責任咧，就係保障就算係犯人佢哋憲法嘅權利。咁如果你就咁叫美國去查喎，而家調查喎，嗰五個人，我聽講話三個就唔同兩個人咁講法，嗰三個又話嗰兩個唔啱，兩個又三個唔啱，好多 conflicting testimony。我真係唔知道係有咩事情，但係如果照正法嚟講咧，一定要清清楚楚調查，你先至可以去審嘅。因為而家美國呢個法庭咧就話，將呢啲邊個人咧就，如果佢哋有曾經係將呢五個人綁過架，或者將佢哋逼供啊，佢同佢哋家人都可以攞 visa 去美國，同埋咧，如果佢喺美國有資產咧，就可以禁佢哋買賣或者觸摸咗佢哋咁樣。呢啲係懲罰嚟嘅。如果我哋美國咧係俾懲罰佢哋咧，一定要有證據。如果冇證據咧，就好多嘅官司打噶啦。我而家就想就 summarize 咗，就話呢個3289嘅法案咧，唔係有關人權，亦都唔係有關自由，亦都唔係有關民主，因為呢個法案根本都掂唔到嗰啲思維，佢係好似頭先嗰個演講家。我哋就用啲字就話壓制中國啦，將中國打回翻以前嘅 impoverished state， 中文咧就係話貧窮嘅狀態。呢個法例咧有一種好唔好嘅反面嘅影響，就係會更加助長嗰啲暴力，因為嗰啲暴力其實哇有人咁支持我哋，美國都支持我哋啦。在他在幼稚的心靈呢，就覺得應該要繼續打下去，因為你打一場革命的戰爭嘛。那我呢就真的不好了，受災的國家，受災殃的人就是香港人，就是很無辜的人，而且呢將來呢還要更加影挑撥中國或者人民大事。我們是美國人，我們很愛我們的國家，我們一定呢辛辛苦苦做了很多人工，貢獻了給很多很多給美國的國家，起鐵路、起金融橋、做生意、做金融、做買賣，我們都做我們英國的本事。但是一見到我們的國家這樣做法，我們要出聲出聲，我們要反對這個 HR 3298的3298。不要再繼續打這個無謂仗了，他這個貿易戰爭美國人都不支持的，美國人都不支持，因為知道我國家會有災難的嘛。不要再打仗，我們大家給大家空間聯合創造一個美好的世界，不是只有美好的美國、美好的香港、美好的中國、美好的世界，我們可以做得到的，但你們會阻礙你們應該做的工作啦。多謝曬你哋。
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, we have one more speaker.
It was in the following months, protests, which we saw here on video, were smaller, but much more violent, even thuggish. And for that period, two iconic images emerged. The first, next, you can see it, is this picture which shows the violence which is directed not just at property with Molotov cocktails and the like, although that was there, but against people. And this is Mr. Hu, a reporter for Global Times from the mainland. He was in the airport reporting when the demonstrators took it over. They grabbed him. You can see they bound his hands. They beat him up. And then when the rescue workers tried to take him away to the hospital, they tried to stop him from being taken to the hospital. That's pretty brutal. That's pretty thuggish. Secondly, the second iconic image, next slide, is this one. And I think this is the one that's important to us. This shows two of the leaders of the leaderless demonstration, Joshua Wong and Nathan Law, together with Julie Ida, who is the political unit chief of the U.S. Consulate General in Hong Kong. She's meeting with them openly in a hotel in Hong Kong at the height of these demonstrations. Now, I know if somebody from the Chinese Consulate in New York had met with the demonstrators during Occupy Wall Street, there would have been hell to pay. This woman is there. I'm paying her salary for being there. Those are my tax dollars at work. I don't approve of that. That's interventionism. We have no right, no business being there and doing that. Is that just next slide. Oh, I just wanted to remind people that progressives are not alone. There's a rather broad sentiment that we should stay out of the affairs of other countries. And this is just briefly the Ron Paul Institute, the libertarians, and sometimes I think they're more principled than we on the left are about this. Next slide, please.
So, 今晚我們去中華民族管理，參加一個活動，亦都發表一下我們中華民族的看法。大家知道，現在或者華人社區裏面最熱的兩個議會的話題，一個就是中美的外戰，另一個就關於香港由回歸到現在的所發生的騷動，同埋事件。大家知道。 大家話香港其實係香港係乜嘢呢？首先點解大世界就咁關注咗香港？其實香港本來就係中國保安園嘅一個漁村，喺上19世紀時候清朝嘅時候，通過1940年通過第一次鴉片戰爭，將香港割讓咗俾英國政府，再喺1860年。 逃犯條例嘅修訂草案嘅時候咧，就後面引發咗一系列嘅暴動，大家都睇到啦呢啲暴動。因為我哋覺得咧，任何一個社會、任何一個族群都有權去表達對向政府表達你嘅不滿，但係必須要喺合法合理、唔好違法嘅情況下，和平咁表達你嘅訴求。 絕對唔夠好似而家中東啊、阿富汗嗰啲，好似有武裝激進，我哋用槍用炮用暴力嚟向政府要爭取要求咁啊！呢啲就已經違背咗和平同埋理智嘅呢種做法。我哋作為中國人，亦都好關心香港，我哋亦都好希望香港廣大市民能夠回歸到理性。 回歸到我哋嘅法治之下，因為而家嗰種暴力嘅行動咧，就嚴重咁撕裂咗香港嘅社會，亦都破壞咗香港嘅法治，更加打擊咗香港嘅經濟發展，仲有最嚴重一點咧，就係毒害咗香港嘅青少年嘅下一代嗰個。
即係民族非常之深遠，咁喺度咧，我哋作為下一代嘅國人，我亦都代表中華民族，亦都講咗我哋嘅立場，就希望香港人民回覆到理智合理嘅方式上去。但我哋亦都反對，即係任何一切外國嘅勢力去用其他某種方式嚟干預香港嘅政府嘅一個施政。 因為香港始終都係中國嘅一個地方，我哋國際社會上都有嗰個即係干預互相嘅問題，必須喺一個框架之下。所以我哋亦都覺得我哋美國政府關心香港係應該，但係唔應該過度咁干預香港嘅施政。咁啊，我講幾句就咁多啦。多謝大家。
Spreading the rumor.
You're not obligated to.
Don't take picture.
Well,
you guys know too?
No, I don't know. each other.
You're not obligated to.
Yeah, don't take my picture.
Believe what I say. If you
I want you to release it. I want you to erase that.
Okay, I'll stop it.